Hi, Sandra. How are you?
Fine. I found the file.
Yeah, awesome. I took a quick break when I missed your call.
That's okay.
Were you able to get the doctor's name?
I've got so many doctor's names here.
The file
is about 2 inches thick.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I believe it.
What I did is I went into the papers, like the authorization for operation to check what it is, the biopsy.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I think I'm going to give you that, like when he first went in on 4/13,
okay,
what his first doctor is.
What I'm looking for, you know what would be helpful?
What?
Is if you find, since he was diagnosed on, what was the date? I'm pulling it up because luckily I set aside your file. May 11th. If you could find the doctor's name next to the date, May 11th, and then name of the diagnosis, that would be the doctor.
Okay. Where do I start? Hold on. The paper I have is dated 5/10. So
that's perfect. What's the doctor's name on May 10th?
May 10th is Dr. Keith, and it's BLUM.
Neurosurgery.
Yeah.
He's a neurologist.
Right. It's about what it says is Burhol, possible craniotomy for brain biopsy. I guess that's what it was. They had to find out what it was. So this is the day before the biopsy.
Okay.
So, but there's other names that they threw at me, though.
Okay, sure.
When I first went in there, who to talk to and all that, there's a Dr. Lee, L-E.
First name?
I'm looking here. Hold on. I got too many pieces of paper.
Okay.
I was trying to find that one that was of the day. You know, you said the 11th?
Mm-hmm. May 11th, 2018.
Yeah. Well, this one, it says Keith Blum.
Okay.
But when I first went in there, they threw so many names at me.
Do you see any of the hospital names?
We got it right. It was Sunrise.
It was Sunrise. Any doctor affiliated with Sunrise?
There's several.
Okay,
but it's got different doctors, and it's the one at 3186 South Maryland Parkway.
Okay, so we know the hospital. Okay, that's good.
Okay, and it says physician Keith Blum.
And from Sunrise Hospital?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Dr. Keith Blum. Hold on for a second.
Yeah. And it looks like he's the one that authorized, set up the biopsy.
Okay. And so when they did the biopsy, was that done at Sunrise Hospital?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was.
Dr. Keith Blum, D.O., is a neurosurgeon in Las Vegas, and is affiliated with Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center.
Okay.
All right, so we got it. You know, there could be – I'm going to use Dr. Keith Blum because he may not actually be the doctor that diagnosed him, but he had something to do with his getting to the diagnosis because he ordered the biopsy. And so if you order the biopsy, that's going to – the whole biopsy is to diagnose what the problem was. And then the doctor that reviews the biopsy results is technically the doctor that diagnosed him. But if you can't find that doctor, that's okay because guess what? This is going to lead to a paper trail.
Right.
And then Keith will lead us. Oh, no, it wasn't Keith that did it. He was just the guy that ordered the testing protocol.
Right.
But the law firm will be able to get that paper trail and get more information. So,
Well, there's medical record numbers on here, too. I don't know if you want those.
No, I don't need it.
Okay.
But that will be needed later. Oh, actually, yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? Provide me the medical. Is this the Sunrise medical record number?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, it's D as in dog, 0024957 91.
Perfect. Sunrise Medical Center. Right. Hospital Medical Center.
Right. What? There's another doctor that's active.
Sorry to interrupt
you.
Let me just confirm I have the medical record number correct.
Oh,
D as in dog.
Hold
00.
On
oh, sure.
Hold on. That's that. No. Okay.
D as in dog. 0024957 91.
That's it.
Okay, so we know he ordered the biopsy. He may have very well been the doctor that got the results back and said this is the diagnosis. But I'm going to put Dr. Keith S. Bloom, B-L-U-M.
You know, there's two other doctors' names, too. That
what
one,
is What's
well,
the other
one
doctor's
of them,
name?
Okay, one of them says author, and the other one says attend. So what does that mean? That they both worked on it?
Doctor, the author?
Yeah.
I don't know. But what's their names? Do you see the names?
Yeah. James J. Webb, W-E-B-B. Looks like he's a PA.
Physician assistant.
I'm sorry, what?
PA is physician assistant.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And the other name is Mark Steinhauer.
And is it M-A-R-K?
Yes.
S-T-I-N-H-A-U-E-R.
Okay. He's a doctor, M-D. Now it says attend means attending physician, right?
Yeah, correct.
A.
And who's the attending physician?
Steinhauer.
Okay.
So that gives you several places to look.
Okay.
What happened is he was in there in ICU for over a week. Then he went to a regular room. So I'm just going to make it short. 2 weeks in ICU and a regular room. Then 2 weeks in rehab. Ready to go home. That's when they didn't get the medicine to him for the seizures. They didn't. I could have sued him because he fell, and they had to do all kinds of X-rays to make sure he didn't break anything. And they found him. His room was at the end of the hall, mm-hmm. where nobody would hear him or anything. Mm-hmm. And I was really upset. And so they call me at the motel across the street and say, "Sorry, he's not going today. He's back in ICU." So then he went through 2 more weeks ICU in a regular room, and then back to rehab for another 2 weeks. That's why he was in there 8 weeks.
Wow.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah. And his diagnosis was malignant neoplasm.
Right. I have no idea what that is, but you said that ties up with...
Do you see any paperwork that ties the malignant neoplasm to a doctor's name? Because I'm getting this impression, when I look at Dr. Keith Bloom, he's a neurosurgeon.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know what his role is, but these other doctors, I'm trying to just separate, like, he goes to the hospital. He has a seizure, so they treat him for a seizure, but then they try to investigate the cause of the seizure.
But
at some point, it's got to be transferred over to an oncologist because an oncologist is a cancer doctor.
Right. And that would be after that biopsy, May 11th.
Yeah, so you're looking for paperwork that –
After
that
my,
shows the malignant neoplasm and then the doctor's name next to it.
Right.
In a day.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Okay.
Yeah. So by dates, I guess.
Who told you that he had, do you remember who told you that he had a malignant neoplasm?
Well, it was, I assume that the paperwork on his death certificate was copied from the report from the doctor that did the biopsy. You know, word for word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm assuming. I mean, it's not just, they kind of have to do that. Let's see. I'm looking for more. Okay, there's one that there's a doctor, looks like they had a guy from Kingman at the cancer center.
What's the name of the cancer center?
Yeah, that's in Kingman, and he came down from there. Hold on here.
He's from Kingman, Arizona.
Yeah. It said reason for referral. He got referred after we left the hospital. This is dated June 12th. We didn't get home till June 8th.
Okay.
And we went right into getting into radiation treatment. The reason for referral, brain tumor, grade 4 glioblastoma.
What day is that?
That is June 12th.
Okay. This is the referral?
Yeah.
That's the diagnosis date. I'm going to assume that's the diagnosis. Because from your perspective, think about this, May 11th is actually the day that he went into the hospital for a seizure, and that started everything.
No, he didn't. He went there on April 13th.
May 11th is?
Is the biopsy day.
Okay. And then June, what was the date again? June
8th is when, right around June 8th, we left and went home.
And when, June 8th is when you went home?
Yeah.
And when you went home, did you know he had cancer then?
Yeah. I was told the May 11th day.
Okay. Okay. All right. So May 11th. Okay, May 11th. Okay, we'll use that date, May 11th.
Yeah.
And what's the doctor's name next? And what was the name of that full cancer? I'm sorry.
It's Dr. Motassib.
Can you spell that out for me?
You bet. Motassib. Go ahead.
M as in Michael, O as in Oscar, H as in hotel, T as in tax, A as in alpha, S as in Sierra, E as in echo, B as in boy.
Yep, cancer center and blood disorders. That's what the whole name is. I even have his phone number. I'm getting rid. I'm 10th day of this horrible cold I had, so that's why I'm sounding funny.
Okay, so it sounds like Dr. Hamdi Motassib is the doctor that treated him.
Well,
at the cancer center, that's where he would have gone to get chemo. Did he get chemotherapy?
No, not there. He had to go to a different. He had to go to another place that was in Bullhead City. But I think this guy came from Kingman's only like 20, 30 minutes away. So I believe this guy came down to the place in Bullhead City.
Okay. Do you think Dr. Motassib is the one that diagnosed the cancer?
No, I don't think so. I haven't found his name anywhere else except after the fact.
And that's just a referral.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there any paperwork that shows diagnosis and the diagnosing doctor's name?
That's what I've been looking for, but there's so many. I'm trying to, you know, everything around that's dated, it goes from the most recent back. So that's what I'm digging through.
Yeah, so you want to go through the paperwork from May 11th because that's the
date
that you...
Right. And they're not all dated. So I got to kind of keep them in order.
Well, I guess we can try to do this. We can go reverse.
Yeah.
I don't want to over. Well, look, would you happen to know where he got his cancer treatment at? Well, first of all, let me do this. Let me ask you, when he was diagnosed with cancer,
right?
Did they have to do a stem cell transplant to treat him?
No.
That's rare. Okay. Did he have chemotherapy?
No.
No. Okay.
Did he just had radiation.
Radiation therapy. Okay. And where was the radiation therapy done?
Right there in town. It was like 10 minutes away. I'm looking for that name, too. Let's see here. Maybe. Yeah, he had 23 treatments.
Where did you take him?
It was a place for people to get their radiation treatment right there in Bullhead City.
Okay.
Yeah, right there. Here's the other name I wanted to give you that was very active in his treatment. The last name is, I'll give you the two names. I don't know which is the last and which is the first, but it's Shamloo, Shamloo.
Is that
a doctor? That's his last name. And it's Behrouz, Behrouzmd. So it's Shamloo, it's Behrouz K. Shamloo, MD.
I'm sorry. And where is he based out of?
Well, this is on the Sunrise Hospital. And this date is, let me look, May 24th. This is May 24th, after the biopsy.
Is it Dr. B. Kevin Shamloo?
Yes.
Okay, and it's Behrouz, Behrouz.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yep.
He is an oncologist, and he is with Sunrise Hospital.
Okay.
And if he's the oncologist, he's the cancer doctor.
Right.
Okay. Well, I think we got it. I'm okay. Bear with me, okay?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Hospital, and then it's Dr. Behrouz K. Shamloo.
What is he, Pakistani or something?
I'm sorry?
Is he Pakistani or?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
But I can tell he is an oncologist and hematologist, and he's affiliated with Sunrise. And
right.
So an oncologist is your cancer doctor. And
okay.
So,
that's the paper that has author, Shamloo, and the attend, it says Steinhaus.
One second.
And
okay.
This on the top, yeah. On the top it says the Sunrise Hospital, but it says HEMA/oncology progress note. It was dated May 24.
That is him. Without a doubt, Dr.
Behrouz
Shamloo is
listed
as author. That stands for authorizing physician.
Okay.
And he's responsible for examinations, assigning work, ordering follow-up appointments. That's your doctor. That was the man that actually diagnosed him. And then, all right, that is so good. Bear with me here. Okay, so.
No, that's fine.
Bear with me. Hold for
no problem.
You could take a break.
I didn't have to go anywhere today except the bank.
Okay, good. Thank you. Bear with me. So I'm putting this information in. Oncology and hematology.
Yeah, I put my name in. And I thought, oh, I'll never have a shot at this. But I have a feeling this is what did it, you know?
And all and, his, when you got the diagnosis May 11th, that was at Sunrise Hospital. Is it a hospital setting?
Well, definitely. I'm sorry. It is in a hospital setting.
Okay, one second here. Sunrise Hospital Medical Center. Oh, I'm so glad I can finish this up for you. Bear with me here.
I'm
entering all this information in. Paste. And then for the phone number for Dr. Beyrouz, I'm going to use the Sunrise Medical Center phone number.
Yeah, that would work.
Copy. Paste. Okay. Okay. All right. So to recap, the doctor that diagnosed him, which would be the authorizing physician, Dr. Beyrouz K. Shamlu, MD, oncology and hematology, that's basically cancer and blood doctor, and lymphomas are a blood cancer, Sunrise Hospital Medical Center, phone number 702-961-5000, got it from the internet. You do have medical records. I can confirm that. The treating doctor, now that's where he went to Arizona to get his treatments. That's where he got his radiation therapy, right?
Yeah, in Bullhead, where we were living.
Okay, so what I found was for radiation therapy, Bullheads. For radiation therapy for Bullhead, there's Southwest Oncology Centers, Phoenix Cancer Institute.
No, it's Southwest.
It's Southwest? Okay, perfect. That's all I needed.
Does it say Bullhead City?
Yes, it's Bullhead City, and I'll tell you the exact address.
Do you have it?
2755 Silver Creek Road. Does that sound familiar to you?
Oh, yeah, perfect. That's it.
Okay, good. Oh, wow, amazing. I'm sorry. Hospital. Treatment. So I'm going to put also.
We had 23 treatments, radiation.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And the 23, 24, 25, they boosted it. Well, 23 did him in because he was in a wheelchair by then.
Oh, man. I'm sorry to hear this. It's awful.
Yeah. So then he went on hospice for a week and died. And when he died, you would not believe what happened around us. Somebody important died. The rain fell, monsoon, the power went out, thunder, lightning. We had no power in the town but this is a Saturday evening at 6:25 p.m. The next Sunday night was the next time they had power in the city.
Oh, man. Oh, geez.
I mean, it was frightening.
Yeah, I can only imagine. Okay.
Yeah.
And then when do you think he started his radiation treatments? You can give me an approximate date. That would have been, I think you said June something.
I think the 20th, maybe the 20th. I didn't think it was that late, though. Well, that paper said the 25th.
Oh, May 25th. Okay.
Yeah, or 20. I would have thought it would have been earlier than that. But.
And this is 2018.
Guess what I found?
What's that?
Operative report. Date of procedure, 5/11. Surgeon, Keith Blum. This is for biopsy.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that's okay. That would be before his diagnosis, so it's not too important.
Well, it's the same day.
Yeah, I got it. I know. Okay, so to the best of your memory, it was May 24th, 2018 that he started treatment?
Yeah.
Or May 25th?
About then, yeah.
Okay.
No, not May. Not May. I'm sorry. Couldn't have been May. We weren't home till June 8th.
So June 8th, we'll say. June 8th, 2000.
Yeah, that's about the date we got home.
That's the date that he started the radiation treatment?
Right.
Okay, and these are just approximate dates. The medical records will confirm, and then we'll have the law firm will obviously have medical lawyers that are trained to read medical records to be able to review the records.
Right.
I'm just trying to – the whole point of our interview is to point them in the right direction, where to get this information.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So all right. we bounced all over the place. I have a QA department that reviews our calls to make sure that I've done things accurately. And the poor QA, we're going to be seeing they're going to hear that this we're all over the map. But I'm going to, towards the end of our call, I'm going to summarize from beginning to end our responses
right.
here.
All right.
So where we already recapped the diagnosing medical information. I'm going to recap now the medical treatment information. Doctor, do you know what doctor at Southwest Oncology, do you know if Dr. Shamlu oversaw the radiation treatment? Did Southwest Oncology Center report back to Dr. Baru Shamlu?
I don't know.
Okay, well, we'll just use he diagnosed your husband and then your late husband and also treated your late husband or oversaw the treatment.
Yeah.
All right, so that, and we know, you know, he didn't have a stem cell transplant, and to the best of your knowledge, he didn't have chemotherapy or immunotherapy. It was just simply radiation.
Right.
Do you know if, when they did do surgery, did they have to remove any cancerous tissue?
I think they had to find out if that's what it was, wasn't they?
Well, that's a biopsy. That's different. That's that. Can't, it's a surgical procedure because they have to cut open and pick
right.
a piece
I mean,
of tissue.
He only had one. He only had one surgery, and it was called a biopsy.
That's it. Okay, so he didn't have surgery to remove any cancerous tissue. That was
no.
That surgery is just simply for diagnosis purposes. All right. You know, we're getting close to wrapping up. That's a good thing. And so I'm going to now ask, what is your present address? Where can we send correspondence so the law firm can send your correspondence to your current address?
Okay. It's 4433 42nd Avenue Southwest, Unit 106, Seattle, Washington, 98116.
Got it. Okay, so I'm going to reconfirm that it's 4433 42nd Avenue Southwest. That's Seattle, Washington, 98116, and that's Unit 106.
Correct.
Okay. The law firm does request an emergency contact number.
Okay.
In case something unfortunate happens to you, this ensures they can continue your case for your loved ones. They typically only contact your emergency contact if they're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. And this is a precaution that helps prevent disruptions in your case. Who would you like to list as your emergency contact? And does that person live with you?
No, she lives four blocks away.
Okay.
This is my best friend and one of my seven sisters.
Okay, sister, friend. And her name?
Her name is Julie, J-U-L-I-E.
Okay.
And it's Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N.
Okay.
And
her phone number?
My phone keeps kicking out.
Oh.
Julie Reagan, her phone number is 206.
Okay.
724.
Okay.
8129.
Okay. And do we have permission to contact her?
Yes, you do.
Thank
and
you.
I'll just, tell her about this today.
Thank you. And just to confirm, your emergency contact is going to be Julie Reagan,
J-U-L-I-E.
Yep. Reagan is like former President Reagan, R-E-A-G-A-N.
Right.
Spelled the same way. Phone number is 206-724-8129.
Correct.
And I've listed her relationship to you as sister.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Now, you do meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. We'll be wrapping up our call by me sending you a text message. That text message will have a link to the forms to sign. The forms are just two categories. One is the authorization for legal representation.
Okay.
And when you're signing it, be aware this is a contingency basis case, meaning the law firm doesn't get paid unless they're successful in recovering damages. You get 60% of the recovery. They get 40%. If in the unforeseen event that they're not successful, you wouldn't owe anything to the law firm. Okay.
Good.
The other form is the authorization to release medical records, and that's why I needed your husband's social to go on that form.
Right.
I'm going to recap our conversation before I send out the forms to make sure everything is in good order. I'll start with just simply, your late husband was unfortunately diagnosed with a malignant neoplasm, which is a form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. That diagnosis was made on May 11th, 2018, one day before his birthday. you are his spouse, surviving spouse, and you have a legal right to file a claim on his behalf for compensation for damages. I'm sorry, this is a death case that occurred after 2013 because he had passed on, what was that date? August 11th, 2018. You do have a copy of the death certificate.
Yeah, I do.
He used Roundup in a home setting. He used it most of his life, but what we're doing is focusing on the 9 years that he used it while living at 2463 Sabino Drive.
Yeah.
When he was diagnosed, he was 72 years of age, one day before 73rd, so he meets that criteria. He used Roundup while at that residence for roughly 9 years. He did spray Roundup for at least 10 days or more during that 9 year period.
Yep.
You are a citizen of the United States as well as a resident. We went over the illnesses. The only person that had cancer in his family was just his mother, had breast cancer, diagnosed at age 82.
Right.
Your husband, late husband's name is Seward W. Lilly Jr. That's S-E-W-A-R-D, middle initial W as in like Wayne, and then L-I-L-L-Y, and then Jr., male, married at the time. We confirmed his social. His relationship to you is he's your spouse. We confirmed social, which was 490-467-315. His date of birth was May 12th, 1945. You learned that there was a connection between Roundup and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma through a television advertisement roughly a month after his diagnosis, a little over a month after his diagnosis. We used the date June 18th, 2018. At the time, his height was 6'4", and his weight about 205. We already confirmed the date of passing. You're filing a claim on his behalf, Sandra, S-A-N-D-R-A, middle initial L as in Lynn, and then last name Lily, L-I-L-L-Y, female, widowed, spouse is your relationship to the injured. I've confirmed your social, 537-483-551. I've confirmed your date of birth, March 3rd, 1947. I've confirmed your email address, your phone number. And then the best time that the law firm can do the case verification call after our call would be by in the afternoon. They generally will call you within 24 to 48 hours after signing. Sometimes it can take up to 5 business days based on caseload.
Uh-huh.
You do have like the death certificate. You have the trust, copies of the trust, living trust to establish that your next of kin. We estimated he used the product for at least 4 times per year. He sprayed it at least 1 year before his diagnosis. We estimated the dates that he started using Roundup was January 1st, 2009, because we don't know exact. We just say January 1st, 2009. And we estimated he stopped using it roughly March 30th of 2018. And he stopped because he was admitted to hospital because of a seizure.
On April 13th.
Which was later, which led to cancer diagnosis. I should point that out. And then he used it on a seasonal basis. He used a hand sprayer. He did use gloves to when applying Roundup. He applied Roundup around the home perimeter to kill weeds, covering an area approximately 100 plus feet. He used the product in the state of Arizona. It was used in a residential setting. His exposure was in a direct exposure from home yard maintenance. And he personally sprayed Roundup, so he was present during the application of Roundup 100% of the time. We estimated that he had, just from his residence in Bullhead, Sabino, we estimated it was about 36 times during that 9 year period, but that excludes the times at previous residences. And I made a note of that. You don't live near a water well, don't get water from a well. We believe he was not exposed to herbicide benzene, but was exposed to Agent Orange in the US Air Force in Vietnam. He likely used the concentrate version of the product and unsure when purchased, but mostly purchased from Lowe's. Don't have store receipts. That's okay. doesn't have a Roundup bottle in possession, smoked for approximately 27 years, was not employed and didn't lose any wages because of his diagnosis, was in the military, was in the Air Force sometime between 1964 and 1970, had an honorable discharge, was not stationed at Tool Army Depot or Camp Lejeune to the best of your knowledge. I put not available was the Veterans Administration number. If they want it, they'll ask it for it and you can dig for it. But did receive a small VA disability benefit that would have covered maybe medicine. No on involved in other lawsuits, no on disability or workman's compensation claim, and no on bankruptcy, no on convicted of a crime. Diagnosing doctor, Beruz K. Shamlu, MD, oncology and hematology, and that was at Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center. Oh, I should put the address there.
The Maryland Parkway.
Yes, correct. 3186 South Maryland Parkway.
Yep. Las Vegas.
Las Vegas, Nevada.
89109.
Got it. Yes, thank you. And then I got phone number that I got from the internet. You do have medical records. The treating doctor, we're assuming, is the same doctor, Dr. Beruz, at Sunrise Medical Center beginning June 8, 2018. And the oncology practice where he got radiation treatment would have been Southwest Oncology Center on 2755 Silver Creek Road, Suite 115. I got the phone number to that location from the internet. And then I've got your current address is 4433 42nd Avenue Southwest. That's in Seattle, Washington. And the computer took away the zip code, so let me just pull it up real quick. 42nd Avenue Southwest. That's 98116. That was unit 106. And we've confirmed your emergency contact is Julie Reagan. We confirmed her phone number. Yeah. Additional notes. One diagnosed with malignant neoplasm of frontal lobe, type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, used Roundup more than 200 times in his lifetime when including previous residences.
Yeah. And, he knew I was not happy that he used that stuff.
And visiting locations. Exposed to Agent Orange during the Vietnam War sometime between 1964 and 1966. And then I made a note that the Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center medical record number is D002495791. Everything looks good. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, it does. And, you could even add that he was basically, he never had anything. I mean, he was free of disease.
Mm-hmm.
He just didn't have anything. He was healthy.
Yes.
He got, like I said, he got rid of his diabetes on his own. He lost 50 pounds and walked an hour and a half every day for a year.
That's admirable. There's one last question. I saved a question, an important question for the last part, which is how has the diagnosis of Lympacta impacted his life? And sadly, Mr. Lily passed from cancer, from his cancer.
This is exactly
that
3 months after his biopsy.
Okay.
He didn't last very long.
All right. Sadly, Mr. Lilly passed from his cancer approximately 3 months after his diagnosis. All right. Okay. Now, our final step is to send you the documents for signing. And then that'll just be our last step. But don't forget that the official last step is going to be the case verification call that occurs between you and a representative of the law firm. The law firm is Pulaski Kirker, but they do have a managing firm that assists, and that's A4D. And I'll text you this information. You did get my text, right?
I did get the text. John at Mass. What is that? Mass Tort Strategies.
Yeah. So the Mass Tort refers to it's similar to a class action.
Oh,
a class action is is like a many people that have been harmed by a product or a service made by a company. But what happens with a class action is all the plaintiffs are treated equally. And then when a resolution is reached in a form of like a settlement or compensation, the plaintiffs all split that compensation equally. That's like a class action. A mass tort has mass plaintiffs, very similar. All people have been harmed, but the degree by which they are harmed varies from person to person. And so the amount of compensation is going to vary by the harm. And so, as I mentioned,
I give you all those addresses where he used it.
Yeah, then that would prove that he used it for a longer period of time. That means more exposure. That means that that could equate to more compensation. And I'll make a note of that. May provide a PC, which is potential client, that's you, may provide additional residence locations where product was used. That's kind of hedge. PC may provide at a later date additional information to show additional usage for this usage. Because I already said used Roundup more than 200 times in his lifetime when including previous residents and visiting locations. PC may provide at a later date this information, this additional information.
Do you know how long Roundup's been around?
Decades.
Decades. That's why, I mean, it's 1968 we got married, and he was using it on stuff even when we moved to our first house in 69. So, long time. And I have this several because we got transferred five different times because Seattle First became Bank of America, and that's where he retired from after 32 years. Yeah, he was the loan supervisor for all of Eastern Washington and Eastern Oregon. He had a big job.
So I'm added a note. PC may provide at a later date additional information to support exposures prior to this residence.
There you go. Yep.
Okay.
Sounds good.
Okay. I'm checking everything to make sure everything looks good.
Do you like your job?
I enjoy it. I find it rewarding because I know I'm helping people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do. I find it rewarding. Bear with me here.
That email you gave me, I could email all these addresses to you?
Yes. Or you can email them. You can let the law firm that's taking your case know that you have additional information to submit.
Okay. And the name of that is Mass Tort Strategies, huh?
Yeah, my email address. You're welcome to forward it. You can send it to me, and then I will forward it to the firm.
Okay.
Or you can whoever gets in touch with you first, because if the law firm agrees, if once they do the case verification and they agree to take your case, then ask them like, hey, how do I send you additional information like medical records you may have, that kind of thing.
Right. Well, you know, I keep my, you got to keep your records for 7 years, right?
Yeah.
So I pretty much, I kept my addresses. I hope I can find them. And I just started thinking about that. 7 years isn't very long ago, right?
Yeah. Okay. All right. I think everything's good here. I'm pretty certain, confident it is. One moment, please. Okay, now, all right. So by now you should have received a text message, and that text message would be a link to the DocuSign forms.
Okay. Hold on.
Okay,
I was hoping I could bring them up on an email address on my iPad. Because
well, you can. You can because they were sent to both your cell phone as well as your email. So if you want to pull up your email and just sign from email on the iPad, that's easier. Yeah, whatever's easier for you.
My iPad won't kick out on me, or this might.
Okay, gotcha. Well, plus you can talk to me.
If you lose me, just call me back.
Okay, fair enough. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, my son set this up. He's my power of attorney, and he's I just am tired of the computer.
Okay.
You know, bad enough.
Well, geez, I wonder, even though your son has power of attorney, you still have a legal authority to sign on your own behalf, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. It's just
he
in
just
your
has
absence.
That. Pardon?
In your absence, he can also sign for you.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay, that's right.
Yeah, he's in my papers for the bank and also medical.
Okay.
So, yeah, he lives in Washington, D.C. He's not exactly handy.
He lives far.
He's a long ways away.
Is he in government?
No. He's a music composer. Has a Ph.D. He's a doctor of music and he composes music. He also takes care of two autistic children.
Oh, wow.
His wife is a what do I want to say? I'm trying to think of the name of the college.
She's a professor?
No, she works in a law firm. She has a law degree.
Wow.
And name off the two top law colleges.
Okay. Well, there's so many of them.
The two you would pick. Yale and what?
Harvard.
Okay. Well, it's Yale, I guess. He has a lot of degrees from Yale.
Wow. That's a very prestigious law school. That cranks
and
out
so,
a lot of
yeah.
Supreme Court justices. A lot of really well-known, some former presidents.
I know.
Yale law degrees.
Well, because these kids were so difficult, they didn't get married, the two, till they were 39 and 40.
Uh-huh.
So my son will be 48. He just turned 48. And, you know, they're later in life. So he's home with the kids when they're not in school.
Wow.
He does all the home stuff after 11 years of college.
Wow.
I know. But he'll get back to work when they get in school. He teaches at colleges and goes on where they go to different schools, overnight weekend things.
Retreats of some sort.
Retreats. And, well, no, he talks at different conferences, music conferences, even
nice.
Up to like Toronto, Toronto. And anyway, he's very smart. I asked how did they get two kids with autism? Their kids are only 6 and 9, and she was the valedictorian of her school. He was the valedictorian of his high school.
Yeah.
So two very smart people, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Indeed.
Anyway, I'm looking through here to see if I find my emails. Hold on a sec here. Oh, it's got me stuck on a page. I'm still learning this thing, so You have to bear with me this time.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Oh. How long ago would it have come in?
It should have came in now. I sent it.
Huh.
I sent it to Bill Sand Lily at gmail.com.
Okay.
The other way is to sign
That's weird.
Yeah, I can see that it's pending on my side.
Huh. That is strange. I wonder if it went into the sales part. You know, there's primary and then there's... Well?
Oh, wait. You know what? Bear with me here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I didn't even hit the send button. I apologize. How embarrassing. Oh, geez. No wonder you didn't.
I've done that before, too. You've got too many things going there.
If you refresh your inbox, should be there now for you.
Okay.
How embarrassing. There it is. I got confirmation it was sent. I apologize.
Okay. There's something coming in. Here it is. John Maurer.
Yes, that's me, John
Maurer.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. It says review the document.
Mm-hmm.
So hit that, right?
Yes. Well, before you can, you'll have to scroll down and you'll have to agree to consent to SMS messages or electronic records and signatures, as I think is what it says.
Yeah, I've got that right here. It says,
okay.
Do you agree to receive future SMS messages from DocuSign at this number?
Yep.
So, yes. DocuSign.
And then it should read something like, please review and act on these documents. Then you'll see John Maurer. And then at the bottom of that page, you'll see a check mark box, and you should be able to put a check mark next to agree to electronic records and signatures.
Okay. Gee, what happened here? I got the page I went to. It says, please review and act on these documents. But then there's a little please sign, but there's nothing in it.
Before you, if you scroll down to the bottom of that page where it says, please review and act on these documents, do you see a check mark box, a box to put a check mark in, electronic records and signatures?
Oh, here we go. It's in a different color. It says,
okay.
I agree to use electronic records and signatures. So I just have to hit that box, check the box. Continue. Okay.
Yeah. Now
there it is.
If you follow the yellow navigation buttons, that
okay.
will point to where on the pages you need initial or a signature.
Okay.
The very first page you should read, it says Roundup Weed Killer Litigation Contract of Employment. This
yep.
is the authorization that authorizes the law firms. In the very first paragraph, Robin Law, a professional legal liability corporation, Pulaski Kirker and Robin Rainish, to be collectively called co-counsel, the attorneys, as my attorneys at law, and in fact, to investigate, prepare, and prosecute any crime or suit for personal injuries. This is a suit for personal injuries.
Okay.
And you'll see at the very bottom of that same page, like contingency fee arrangement, it speaks to what I said, which is this is a contingency agreement, meaning they don't get paid unless they're successful, and the contingency fee is 40%. They get 40%,
okay.
you keep 60%.
Okay.
And by the way, that's after any expenses. And the expenses could be court filing fees,
right.
copies of medical records, things of that sort.
Yeah.
And then you might share costs with like other with everybody else that's participating in mass tort lawsuit for like witness testimony. They may need scientists or doctors, but you would that's going to represent the whole class of people that, like yourself that are joined together. So they,
and you don't have to appear in person, huh?
Yeah, correct. You do not. It's kind of like a class action. I don't know if you ever filed in a participated in a class action where you kind of say, I agree to participate, and then months later or a year later, you get a check in the mail, you know. But this is, like I said, different from a class action in the sense that the amount of compensation is going to be unique to your circumstances.
Okay. I hit the start, and it went all the way to the required sign here. On the
correct.
Left.
And then you'll see, like, you can either draw your signature on the page in that box, or you can allow the app, if you scroll to the left, you can select style, and the computer will create a signature for you. And whatever you do to do, if you let the computers create a signature, or if you or the signature, the computer does it for you, the next step is adopt and sign. Adopting, you're adopting that signature, and then you're using that signature to sign the rest of the pages.
Okay. So it says, well, there's an arrow. It says sign here, and then it's at the end of a line, and then there's a box that says with an arrow inside that box. It's yellow.
Yeah.
It says sign. So
yeah, correct.
Do
so
I tap that?
Yeah, tap that, yes, with your mouse. Your pointer. You're going to, by tapping it, you're putting your signature there on that page.
Okay. I've got a signature already.
Okay, perfect. And then you just follow the continue. The yellow to the continue will take you to the
next
page.
Yeah, so adopt and sign, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, correct.
Okay. Sign. Now, I sign that one too?
Yeah,
just tap it and it'll do it?
Correct, yeah.
It doesn't stay long enough for me to see that it did.
it just goes to the next one?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this one says initials. So
yes, correct.
If I tap it, will it do my initials without me doing
correct.
Anything else?
Okay. Yes, correct. So what you're initialing is, this is the authorization to release medical records. And
okay.
that initial says, I understand if my medical or billing record contains information in reference to drug or alcohol abuse, psychiatric care, sexually transmitted disease, and I agree to its release. So you're basically saying,
okay.
hey, you know, you're – if that record has that information, you're like, I'm aware, like, it's okay for the law firm to see that, you know?
Right. Oh, I got down to the finish line already.
And then if you hit finish, you're all done.
Guess what? I'm all done.
And let me take a look at that.
Yeah, make sure I didn't miss any.
Yes, you are finished. Can you imagine?
All right.
Okay, now... copies of these forms are available at your email. And I would recommend if you have a printer, I would print these forms and put them in a folder and maybe share it with your friend or your family, because this case could take a significant amount of time to reach a resolution because it's such a complex case. Tens of thousands of people are filing claims for compensation. Just to let you know, the first round was of payouts went in 2020, and they're still continue to settle claims. And that's what you're filing a claim for settlement as well.
Okay.
Now, Sandra, you and I are done. However, you have my contact information because I sent you a text message. And I want to remind you that it may seem like you're officially done, but don't forget that you still have the case verification call from a representative from Pulaski Kirker at the law firm.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Glasky, how do you spell that?
I'm going to text it to you, so bear with me.
Oh, okay? Good, okay.
And plus it's on your forms, too.
Just okay.
Here is their phone number.
Okay.
And again, they should be calling you within the next 24 to 48 hours.
Okay.
And any calls for this Roundup lawsuit, just find out, are you Pulaski Kirker? Because if they are, you're doing the case verification. If they're not, they're just trying to sign you up and go through this whole very long intake, which you don't want to go through. You just want to get to Pulaski Kirker.
Yeah, okay. Because I've had trouble with fraud.
Yes.
So I've lost about $60,000 or more.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and it really hurt.
Yeah, of course it would. Don't let anybody get – don't except for me in the law firm. So I just sent you a text message. Be on the lookout for a call from the law firm Pulaski Kirker. They also have a managing firm, A4D. And I've sent you a text of their phone number as well.
Pulaski, how do you say – what's the second name?
Kirker, K-H-E-R-K-H. Did you see my text message?
Not yet.
Okay. It should be there.
Hold on.
Yeah, you're writing it down?
I was. Hey, come on, phone. My phone died on me here.
Oh.
I haven't lost you, though, have I?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. Yeah, I see it now.
P-A-T-R.
Okay.
Pulaski Kirker. Pulaski.
Yeah, K-H-E-R. Okay.
K-H-E-R-K-H-E-R.
Yeah.
And then that's their phone number. And as a matter of fact, I actually have the website to Pulaski. I'm going to copy it and then just send it to your text message. So if you would like to browse their website and learn more about the law firm that's representing you, I just sent it. So we are all done.
Okay, good.
Sandra, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It was just a shot in the dark doing this because I just, after seeing that and what my husband went through, it's like, oh, my God, could it have been, you know?
Yes.
But he used it so much. Like I said, I couldn't even go out in the yard for a while. The dog and I went to a friend's when he sprayed that stuff.
Wow, smart woman.
Sandra,
I just to recap, the whole point of this lawsuit is that there's strong scientific evidence that links non-Hodgkin's lymphomas to the chemical found in Roundup. Plenty of it. The makers of Roundup knew about the science, but they failed to fulfill their duties to the public, which is to warn the public of the risk of using Roundup. And so that's why you're participating in this. And from this point forward, the law firm is going to take over your case. We hope because they have yet to do the case verification. And when that's complete, you'll know, you know, that because they're going to ask explicitly, is it okay if we submit the authorization to release medical records or request medical records? And then that'll start the work. But I texted you my name because I also want you, besides it's on the forms, I want you to know who was that guy that signed me up for the lawsuit.
Yeah.
And if you have any questions, you're welcome to come back to me.
Although,
at this point, I mean, if the law firm takes your case, it'll be the law firm working for you at that point. So.
Did you send that stuff on already now, you said?
Yeah. The copies of the forms are in your email.
Yeah.
And then you have a text message that is waiting on your phone that has my contact information.
Right. But I mean, you said after they see the sign stuff, and you said it wouldn't be a long time before if they were going to take my case.
Yeah. That's going to be the case verification call. That's between 24 to 48 hours from now.
Okay. That's what I wanted.
At the most, it's 5 days.
On the weekends?
No, I doubt it's going to be the weekend. Probably Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It might even be today, but probably Monday or Tuesday. If you don't hear from them by Friday of next week, call me and let me know, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. Well, here, I'm going to wrap things up by saying this, okay? I thank you, Sandra, for being patient with me, and it was a very long process. I thank you for being patient with all the questions. I thank you for letting me help you get signed up. I know these are unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place, okay? The very fact that your husband used Roundup and was harmed. But I want you to know, in conclusion, that you're about to have representation from a reputable law firm, an experienced one that provides great service. You're going to be in good hands. So.
Okay.
All right.
What happened to the CEO, and did they finally leave, or did they get put in jail, or what happens on this?
I don't know, to be honest with you. And I doubt that the CEO would be personally held responsible. That would be, you know, it's mostly the corporation, the entity.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you never hear back what happens when you see the suits, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Happening.
The only instance where I know of, like, the owners of a company were personally, went after, I believe it was the Sackler family that had Purdue Pharma. Purdue Pharma was the company that made a drug that contributed to the opiate crisis in America.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And there was plenty of investigator. There was plenty of evidence that indicated that the family that owned that pharmaceutical company was involved in knowing they did some shady things. So they could, investigators or the government was able to prove that, or allege that those family members, individuals, had harmed people. And
they knew it.
Yeah, correct. But this is different. That's a completely different case. All right.
It's not – they're not selling Roundup anymore? Is that
– I believe they still sell it.
Oh, my God.
But I think what they did is they took out the chemical that can be linked to non-Hodgkin's lymphoma,
okay.
and they replaced it with a different chemical. That's how I think that that's what they did. I'm not certain. Don't hold me on that.
Yeah, be interesting to look into.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll let you go. Thank you.
Thank you. And again, I'm sorry for your loss, but you're in good hands. Okay.
Okay. Right. I believe you.
Thank you. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to me, okay?
Okay. John, right?
Yes, John, correct.
Yes.
Sandra.
Okay.
You, John Bauer, you.
I have two brother-in-laws named John, so.
Great name.
Yes, they are.
Sandra, you have a great day, okay?
You too.
Pleasure to work with. Take care. And bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Yeah.